My name is Michelle Obu and I'm going to be interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can you tell me your name, please, your age and where you're from?
My name is Lynn Woodward and I am 55, I think. And I'm from Winchester.
How are you, Lynn?
I think I'm all right. A little bit nervous, but looking forward to it very much.
How did you hear about the project and what inspired you to take part?
I heard about it on the internet, probably on a media, some news piece. And I like what I've seen of Anthony Gormley's work. And but mainly, I think the reason I wanted to take part was I just thought it was a brilliant idea to have people go through the process of thinking about being a work of art. Yeah.
How do you feel about being?
Well, I found it just the lead up to it has been the experience, and I was thinking, supposing I came on the wrong day, and I'd actually got the wrong day, and when I got here, I didn't get up on the plinth, I actually wouldn't mind. Because for me, I think it's been thinking through how I feel about it, which has been what it's been about. So that's been great. And now I'm just happy to do it. But almost what happens, I don't think I mind when
so
I get up there.
So what happened when you actually heard that you had a place?
I was very excited for about 5 minutes, and then I was shit scared for about 24 hours and wondered, you know, whether I had the guts. But I feel much better about it now, just before I'm going up, than I did when I first heard about it. So I guess that's normal.
And what are you going to do on the plinth?
What I hope to do, I do suffer from vertigo, so I know it will depend how I feel when I'm up there. What I would like to do is I'd like to do some Tai Chi, because I've done Tai Chi for most of my adult life, and for me it represents for me how you see the world moving around, not in a static form, and that's a nice contrast for me with a plinth statue, that because you're human you can move. So that's one of the things I want to be doing. And the other thing is that I have brought with me some small things that represent valuable life experiences, which will not be seen or heard in the square, but which will give me an opportunity to bring them up to somewhere separate and honour them, I suppose. And I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Could you tell me more about those things, those life experiences?
Yeah. They are the things I've discovered in life that are important to me, that are not always the things that are easily seen on the surface. So they represent small things in nature that you can't see, things that you don't understand. Somebody gave me a ring who I didn't know 30 years ago, and I don't know why, and I still have it, and I'm taking that with me. And I'm taking up a recording of a song by a man from a very small village who was illiterate, who's still known in the north of Sweden. And it's about him, and he was, I suppose, a kind of underdog who was totally unrecognised in society, and wrote this song about how he got to heaven and St. Peter said, "Oh, you're a drinking mate of mine, you can come in." And I really want to take him up to the plinth, because that's kind of about people who aren't seen as important in society. Do you want the whole list? There's six things. So, and then there's a piece of Sami artwork, because for me, art is most beautiful, I think, when it's not obviously beautiful, and is in some way of some use in a community, and that's what this piece of band is. And another piece of music which happened, which is a live piece of music, and was a moment when I felt that parts of my life had come together. I'm sure I've forgotten one thing. And two photographs of my grandfather and my mother and me, because that's about the value in things which are past. So that's a bit of a garbled explanation. So I intend to take those things out at the move in the Tai Chi set, which is called Sea Bottom, which is about looking at small things. And I thought, because also thinking about the plinth and what Anthony Gormley has said about it, that it's the smallness of the figure which is partly what it's about. And so I want to echo that. I also want to echo a little bit about what I know about Anthony Gormley in Winchester.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's a statue in Winchester Cathedral in the crypt, which I've always really liked. And I think a lot about what that figure is about. And I have an opportunity to explore that thought, I think, in rather an unusual way.
What does that figure signify for you?
It's contemplative, absolutely contemplative, and isolated for me. But of course, the really exciting thing is that it's in water for the year, so because it's in the crypt. So it's also that connection with you can't resist the natural world, and that, because I do Tai Chi, that is also something that is very appealing to me.
When did you discover Tai Chi?
About 15 years ago. So I've done quite a bit of it. Off and on, not all the time. And I have done it quite a lot in natural open spaces. So this will be a complete contrast to anywhere I've done it before. A complete contrast. It's a very small space, so I won't be able to move naturally. And it's completely urban environment and a lot of people around who actually won't be able to get in the way of the set, which sometimes they can in a park. So that will feel different. And of course, high up, which is, we'll wait to see how that feels.
What impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
I hesitate to predict, but I think that now I've thought it all through and I know why I'm doing what I'm doing, I think it will just be a source of contentment for me that I had the opportunity to think through what I wanted to do there. As I say, if I didn't do it, I almost think I would feel as happy about it.
Have you ever had previous experience of performing in an arts-type context at all?
I was thinking about that. I feel instinctively yes, but I can't remember when. But maybe it's because I've done a lot of Tai Chi, so I'm used to being looked at when I do Tai Chi, I suppose.
Do you think that helps you in this context?
I think being observed is one of those experiences you have to learn to have and not be bothered by it, but see it as kind of recognition. But I'm also interested because I think in square you won't be very much observed because I don't think I'm going to be very entertaining. And I imagine most people will ignore what's going on up there. And that's okay too, actually. Maybe it's the opportunity that you could be being observed that's the experience.
Who are you doing this for?
I am doing it for me. Absolutely for me. But also because I shall get pleasure in honouring the six things that I'm bringing up there. And I'd like to say I'm also doing it for Likavara France because I think that is pretty marvellous to get him up there on the plinth.
Tell me about
him. Well, he was a man that lived in very poor conditions and he couldn't write music. And yet he wrote all these songs which people seem to have remembered. And this wasn't so long ago, but from a part of the world that is quite isolated and until recently hasn't had the benefits, I suppose, of other comforts and stuff. And I just like that feeling that by a weird connection of random events, my connection with Sweden, which in itself is completely random, because I met my partner on a plane, so the chances of my actually being in Sweden in the first place is so small, and that led to him being on the plinth. So I just couldn't resist sending the information to the daily newspaper up there, and they have put it on the internet today that Likavara France will be on the plinth on Trafalgar Square. So I'm delighted.
What's been the reaction of people in the village?
I don't know, because I only told them yesterday, so we'll wait to see.
What do you think? How do you think they'll react?
I think that people will be really chuffed about it. Yeah.
Does the artist's concern to democratize art relate to your decision to be here today?
Yeah, I think that's the idea of, that's why it immediately appeals, that it's kind of, I like that comment, I think it was on Thought for the Day, somebody said, you know, it's all about ordinary people getting up there on the plinth, but actually, that's a stupid thing to say, you know, because none of us are ordinary. You know, there is no such thing as an ordinary person, so that's what I like.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself, and how would you paint a picture of who you are?
Well, that's a very difficult one. I think I like to think of myself as a person who values things of integrity and I want to concentrate on what's important in life and not get distracted by the superficial, I suppose. Cool, you got me to say that.
Does Tai Chi help you do that?
Yeah. I think it slows you down. I mean, in London is a classic for that, isn't it? And that's the funny thing about this plinth, because it's forcing people, in a way, to stay still. Although I won't, because I'll be doing Tai Chi, but it's trapping people, in a way. It's taking them out of their normal context. That's not hard for me, because that's something I like to do anyway, but I like this contrast here today.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, just thank you.
Thank you very much.